Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ted Olander. Batting second. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting third. The right fielder, Vada Pinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Duke Sims. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ray Fosse. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Eddie Leon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jack Hyndman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Barry Moore. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Barry Moore. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Tommy Harper. Batting second. The second baseman, Roberto Peña. Batting third. The right fielder, Ted Savage. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Danny Walton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jerry McNerney. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Hank Allen. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ted Kubiak. Batting eighth. The catcher, Phil Roof. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Peters. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Ray Peters. And now, play ball. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles takes first base on ball four. Olander moves to second. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Olander moves to third. Nettles moves to second. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a fly ball into center field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Olander tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, Indians. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims takes first base on ball four. Nettles moves to third. Pinson moves to second. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon takes first base on ball four. Nettles scores. Pinson moves to third. Sims moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Jack Hyndman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyndman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Olander. Harper reaches second base with a double. Phil Hennigan now pitching. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Harper moves to third. One out. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hyndman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Harper scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Indians. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Phil Hennigan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hennigan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peña scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verlander is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Verlander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Kubiak. Verlander moves to second. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Nettles hits a fly ball into right field. Savage settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pinson hits a fly ball into right field. Savage settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney hits a fly ball into center field. Verlander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron hits a fly ball into right field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sims hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Horton moves to second. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0-for-1 in the game. Fosse hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Horton scores. Sims moves to second. It's 3-1, Indians. Bob Locker now pitching. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sims. The throw from Roof and he is out, Harper applying the tag. Fosse moves to second. One out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Leon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fosse scores. It's 4-1, Indians. Jack Hydman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hydman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hydman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it and throws to first for the out. Leon moves to second. Two outs. Phil Hennigan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hennigan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hennigan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Allen. Hennigan reaches second base with a double. Leon scores. It's 5-1, Indians. Ted Verlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verlander is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Verlander takes first base on ball 4. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Nettles is hit by the pitch. Hennigan moves to third. Verlander moves to second. John O'Donohue now pitching. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. McNerney scoops it up and throws to first, with O'Donohue covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof hits a fly ball into center field. Verlander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. John O'Donohue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Donohue hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops it up and throws to first, with Hennigan covering, for the out. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Harper hits a fly ball into left field. Sim settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Horton takes first base on ball 4. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sims bunts towards the mound. O'Donohue fields it and throws to first for the out. Horton moves to second. One out. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fosse strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0-for-1 in the game. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Savage hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Indians. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 0-for-1 in the game. Walton hits a fly ball into right field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 0-for-1 in the game. McNerney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McNerney moves to second. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0-for-1 in the game. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heidman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Heidman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heidman is 0-for-2 in the game. Heidman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Hennigan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hennigan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hennigan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Uhlander hits a ball on the ground towards first. McNerney scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Uhlander for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Hegan pinch hits for Phil Roof. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John O'Donohue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Donohue is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Donohue strikes out. 1 out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heidman fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Hegan now playing first base. Jerry McNerney now catching. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Nettles hits a pop-up towards short. Kubiak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pinson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Allen. Pinson reaches second base with a double. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Horton is walked intentionally. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sims hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Pinson trying to get to home. Savage throws the ball into Pena, who relays the ball to McNerney, who tags Pinson, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Horton moves to third. 2 outs. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fosse hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-2, Indians. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Leon hits a line drive towards the mound. O'Donohue reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0 for 2 in the game. Peña hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Savage hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Elander, who is chasing the ball. Savage reaches third base with a triple. Peña goes all the way around to score. It's 8-3 Indians. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Savage. The slide. Fosse applies the tag. Savage is out. 1 out. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 0 for 2 in the game. Walton strikes out. 2 outs. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McNerney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hennigan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Brewers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Heidman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heidman is 0 for 3 in the game. Heidman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phil Hennigan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hennigan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hennigan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McNerney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ullander is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Ullander hits a pop-up towards short. Kubiak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hegan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nettles for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a fly ball into right field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0-for-2 in the game. Kubiak takes first base on ball 4. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Kubiak moves to second. Russ Snyder pinch hits for John O'Donohue. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton fields it and throws to second for the out. Kubiak moves to third. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Harper hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sims. Harper reaches second base with a double. Kubiak scores. Snyder moves to third. It's 8-4, Indians. Dennis Higgins now pitching. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Peña hits a pop-up towards short. Hydman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Brewers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Russ Snyder now playing center field. Lou Krause now pitching. Hank Allen now playing second base. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hegan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pinson for the out. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a fly ball into left field. Walton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Chuck Hinton now playing left field. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage is 2-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Savage strikes out. One out. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 0-for-3 in the game. Walton hits a pop-up towards short. Hydman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McNerney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Brewers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. he's got 4 RBIs. Fosse hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Snyder. Fosse reaches second base with a double. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Leon takes first base on ball 4. Jack Hydeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hydeman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hydeman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Fosse moves to third. 2 outs. Dennis Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins takes first base on ball 4. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Uhlander strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kubiak hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kubiak moves to second. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder strikes out. 2 outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Harper takes first base on ball 4. Kubiak moves to third. Hegan moves to second. Dean Chance now pitching. Max Alvis pinch hits for Lou Kraus. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Milwaukee Brewers, 4. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.